In finance, the term alpha describes a return on investment that's above and beyond. Transforming Google into a company called Alphabet is a kind of bet on alpha. From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. The marketplace lead is a radical change in the way that the internet giant Google is arranged. The company issued a surprise announcement late yesterday. The overall company will now be called Alphabet, and Google will become a subsidiary that will include the search engine, advertising, YouTube, and the Android operating system. What's left that's not Google but part of this new overarching parent company, Alphabet? Well, lots of innovative but risky stuff, including Calico, which works to make people live longer, the self-driving car operation, and its fiber optic internet service provider, to name a few. A key part of this is founders Sergey Brin and Larry Page reminding the world that Alphabet/Google is about taking big risks with big money and shutting up critics who think Google should stick to its knitting, that is to say, search and advertising. Marketplace's senior tech correspondent, Molly Wood.
The investor pressure has gotten much stronger in the past few months. And in fact, Google's last few quarterly earnings calls were a little bit disappointing. It was clear that growth was slowing down. And Sergey and Larry are men of action. They are not about to sort of sit on a maturing company like almost any other corporate leadership would. They see this as an opportunity while Google still makes a lot of money on search to fund some of these other ventures that they're really interested in trying out.
Another key word here is transparency. Investors who want to know how the search and advertising and Android and YouTube business is doing will now have a more detailed accounting. We're also following this bombshell causing ripples throughout the world economy today. China devalued its currency, sparking the biggest single-day drop in about 20 years. It's a dramatic move that our Shanghai correspondent says is designed to make China's exports cheaper, boosting Chinese factories and Chinese jobs, possibly at the expense of jobs elsewhere. If you miss our coverage on the air, it'll be in the podcasts later on as well. Some numbers here. A dollar now buys 6.32 Chinese yuan, down 1.8%. The FTSE 100 in London down 0.9%. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures down. The 10-year anniversary approaching of Katrina and the flood of floods. I traveled to New Orleans to look at some of the changes there since I was in the area in the flood's immediate aftermath. Now, yesterday, we heard about indie businesses that helped lead the city's recovery in the weeks and years that followed the flood. Today, one store that's taken longer to get back on its feet, Circle Food Store in the city's 7th Ward. If you wanted a stuffed pepper in New Orleans, the place to get that pepper for generations was this urban grocery store.
We're always the cheapest, and we always have really good quality peppers. And stuffed bell peppers are huge here, so we just really understand that. And it's not just stuffed bell peppers, but also the Trinity, which we chop up our peppers and onions and celery and put it in almost everything else.
Brooke Boudreau is director of marketing at Circle Food and daughter of the owner, Dwayne Boudreau. Torn by the wind and wrecked by the high water 10 years ago, Circle lay fallow adjacent to the arches of Interstate 10 for most of the past decade.
The initial surge was about 9 feet. Of course, lost all of our inventory, and not to mention most of the neighborhood was just devastated. So after Katrina, it wasn't even a question of, oh, are we going to come back? It was, is there anything to come back to?
At long last, the store got its doors reopened in January 2014, 8.5 years later. It now employs about 60 people, many of whom were on the original staff before the storm.
Financially, it was just really difficult getting, yes, you have insurance, yes, you have some sort of means, but we're talking about a building that is over 100 years old. Every time we tried to build or go in, we found new things, new issues, new problems. There were big companies that would come and say, we'll just take this off your hands. But me and my mom really were pushing like, no, like what's it going to, you know, they'll cut you a check and then what? You don't know what that's going to do to the community. Meanwhile, we have people calling us from Texas saying, if the store reopens, we're coming back to our neighborhood.
So your parents needed to keep focused on this project, keep at it. But what did they do in the meantime? Did they have a business that they were also running?
No. My dad, we I can't say there was ever a time we were not working on this. Of course, things would get stalled, you know, just be bored. And like my mom would say, he's getting on her nerves. Because he's a worker. He's a manager. So if he's not managing this store, he's managing us or the house. And she's like, get out of my house. I've been managing this house for a while. You need a job. My mom was a very big push to get him back to work.
Get that store back open, please.
Yes.
I was never here before. Is it different?
Oh, the store is completely different, but also the same. I don't. It's weird. It's kind of like New Orleans is different, but completely the same in the way that it's all still family. It's all still friendly and open arms. But, you know, it's a different family. People are different. Yes, people still shop for grocery, but now people want organic things and people want stuff you never heard of that we would never even consider selling before. So you got to learn and adapt with how things have grown and progressed over the last
years. What, do you get quinoa now? You didn't have it before?
Yeah, we do. We get all kinds of suggestions and requests. So it's really hard to come and not think about what we used to be. We got to think about the future because that's where we're going to be. And thinking about the past is just constantly, it'll keep you down, you know, and you got to keep moving forward.
Brooke Boudreaux, whose family owns Circle Food Store in New Orleans. Tomorrow, what happened to that city's public school teachers? Our producers are Justin Ho, Katie Long, and Meg Kramer. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.